Yesterday, Sunday, around 11 o'clock, the Port Huron Police received a call that someone thought maybe their office had been broken into next door.
Mm.
And when they got here, they quickly determined that there wasn't a breaking and entering, but in fact, the roof on the hack collapsed due to the weight of the snow. Right, yesterday, crews secured utilities, worked with the gas company, Detroit Edison. We contacted a structural engineer. Our city engineer came out, and together they did a review of the building and determined that the damage was at a level that there wasn't much use in actually trying to salvage anything, that the building needed to come down. Contractor was notified under an emergency notice from the city manager, and today they're reviewing all the systems in the building, making sure that the walls between common buildings that are, you know, they're separated. We don't want to take down a wall that would be needed for another wall. In these old downtowns, you have a lot of common walls, and they're looking at that. They're checking the basements and how they integrate next to the other basements, adjoining basements. So it's just a process of doing a complete survey prior to the demolition. It's going to take a few days to get this all confirmed before they start. And the target would be later this week, possibly Thursday or Friday. But that could vary depending on if they run into an issue with some of the different things that they'll find in there. We were down in the basement of two of the adjoining buildings to make sure that was fine. We did discover there was damage to the building just to the south on the roof, so they've temporarily moved out of that. And the other pieces, they're going to have to move some of the snow off the roof because Detroit Edison has to relocate one of the locations for their power, because the hack wall was used as a center point for distribution of wires and power to other buildings, so that needs to be moved. So there's just some pieces that have to come together before the actual demolition will take place. There was nobody here. The building's been vacant for a couple years, as you know. About a year and a half ago, the sprinkler system failed because the heat had been turned off. And what happens with a cold building is that there's extremes in temperature, and heat's critical for a lot of reasons. One of those is to help melt some of the snow on the roof. And because there was no heat, the snow was allowed to build up. You know, this winter, the last warm spell we've had this winter, as everybody knows, was right around New Year's. So we've had almost 40 days of very cold temperatures, and the snow's piled up, and it puts a lot of weight and stress on these older buildings. So we're advising everyone to get up and check their buildings, particularly flat roof buildings, to make sure that the snow loads aren't at a level that could cause events like this to happen there.